Tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And once again, we're coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Welcome back. Been quite a day today. Getting ready to go back and be with my bride again on Thursday. I have to take off out of here Thursday. So we're going to try to get a guest on to be a host, or have a host on to take the show for me, and then Friday I will also be traveling, it looks like, so it may be on Thursday and Friday you'll get to hear somebody more interesting, let's say, okay? That's right. And so anyway, I'll be really happy to see my bride. She's been under a lot of stress, and I'll tell you, it's not been easy for her and her family there, because none of them know how she's doing. You know, as I told you before, she was stood up by the doctor weeks ago when she traveled all the way up to Indianapolis from Poseyville, Indiana, and found out he'd gone to Africa. And so that was about a month after he said that he would tell her the next week how she was doing, tell her about her lab tests and everything. And so it's been quite a time, because he took off for Africa for 3 weeks, and now he's back. And then he wouldn't see her immediately. He tells her that she has an appointment 3 weeks after he returns, which is the 27th. So on the 27th, we'll be going back to the doctors and hope and pray that they will know if they were able to remove all the cancer when she was operated on, and if they got it all or not. And so it'll be very interesting, because it's been such a long time, just literally almost 2 months since her surgery. We're going to ask them to do some tests to see if she still has cancer, because all of you out there, or let's say so many of you, maybe probably not all of you, but many of you have been praying for my bride, and I just can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And so on the 27th, she and I will be together, and we'll go see these doctors who are still practicing. I don't know why they never got it right out of all these years, but they're still practicing medicine. And we'll be back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program and get into some of the news when we return.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
To the Officer Jack McGlam program, folks, and I was talking about my bride just a moment. For many of you that have sent her cards and letters, and some of you have sent donations to us, which we just dearly appreciate all the cards and letters and prayers and the donations you've sent. Just really wonderful to know we've got a big family out here. And I want to tell you about this family. You know, we're blessed. We truly are blessed to be alive today, folks, and have this big family in America of those that love God and love freedom. And you can see this so much in the freedom movement, as I call it, here at our two police and military associations. We call it the freedom movement, and people call it by different names, but we look at it as a family here, just like our police officers here and our soldiers here look at each other as family members. We look at the freedom movement, those in this movement, as family, too. And I hope you do, too, because we're all struggling and working to try to bring our nation back under the godly foundation it was under at one time and our constitutional republic system. And we work together pretty well most of the time. We truly do. And so I want to tell you that you know, my wife is very, very worried about, she doesn't want you to know it, but it's been months and months, several months, since she found out how she was doing, so she's nervous about it, but we'll find out on the 27th, hopefully, God willing, we'll find out how she's doing, because there'll be lab reports that came in several months ago. Now, of course, we won't know how she's doing right now unless she has some more tests, which we're going to ask them to do on the 27th. But she had breast cancer, for those that don't know, and the doctor thought he had removed the whole lump out and thought he had got it all. But it's been 2 months now, so we don't know. But anyway, I talk to her every night, and her spirits are up, and your cards and letters certainly do mean so much to her. So I want to encourage you to keep writing to her. You don't need to send an expensive card, but even a postcard, you know, anything, and just tell her you're praying for her, and it just does so much. And because we're such a great family here in this freedom movement, I want to tell you something happened to me Monday morning. That's yesterday morning. I, you know, I have a morning radio show on American Voice Radio Network, and there's a guy there that runs that, it owns it, named Frank Steffen, and he's been around a while, and he's a good guy and has done a good job. And so I get on, he calls me Monday morning, and I said, "Hi, Frank," and he sounds like he's dying. I mean, he just sounded like his energy was gone, he was about to fall asleep, and he just didn't sound right. And I said, "Frank, are you okay?" He says, "Well, didn't you hear?" And I said, "Well, I guess I didn't. What's going on?" And he says, "My wife died Friday of breast cancer." Oh, my goodness. This was 2 minutes before I had to go on the radio. It took my breath away. I mean, it just took my breath away. I didn't know what to say to Frank. So I just said, "My gosh, I'm so sorry." And then my music came up, and I started my show, and I was just blown away. Because, see, nobody knew that Frank's wife had cancer. I didn't know. And she'd been fighting it for a long time. And so she was his everything. As many of you wives know what I'm talking about, you are your husband's everything. And she helped him on the radio program and helped milk the goats. You know, they have a farm, little farm, and they broadcast American Voice Radio from their farm. And she just was everything. You know, whatever he couldn't do, she did. And they were a team, his best friend and his bride. So, anyway, folks, that really, really hit me. Because here's a guy, I'm sure that John Stadtmiller knows Frank, and because Frank and John are in the same position. John Stadtmiller is the owner and Big Kahuna, the great patriot that runs Republic Broadcasting Network. And Frank has American Voice. And now he's lost his bride. So, folks, I would just ask you to pray for him, Frank Steffen, and his children, that they will be okay. Because once again this morning I started my show, and he was very, very unhappy. I mean, if you can imagine, and I'm sure most of you could imagine, just a few days, and they'll be burying their mom and his wife. And, of course, there's my wife down there. I'll talk to her tonight, and I've just decided not to tell her because she's nervous enough. My wife's nervous enough, and I'm just not going to tell her. Am I wrong? Call in and tell me if I'm wrong not to tell her about Frank's wife passing away from breast cancer. But I don't think I am. I think that I can tell her later. Try to get her through this situation the best we can. They tell these wonderful women who get breast cancer, and men and women that get cancer, they're supposed to lower their stress level and relax and think positive. Well, sometimes it's kind of hard. I've seen that in my wife. But your letters, folks, and your prayers for me and my bride, and also now for Frank Stephan and his family, are coveted very, very much. Okay? Okay, let's get on with the news here. George Washington, folks, we should never forget. Good old George Washington taught us something we should never forget. And I think every child in America today should learn to recite this from memory. It is so important today. I'm sorry, George Washington thought it was very important back there when he said, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Like fire, a troublesome servant, and a fearful master. Never for a moment should it be left to irresponsible action. George Washington. If that's not the time we're in today, folks, I don't know when it will be a time. If that is so fitting there. Okay, regain my composure a little bit here. We have things to talk about. I want to talk to you about a report that we were sent by Eugene Bingham. And we, as I've told you before, at our two police and military associations here, we communicate all around the world. We're blessed that way. We have police officers and soldiers and private citizens who communicate with us, and some of them send us their newspapers from other parts of the world. And then I'm on the email here and going to all the newspapers I can around the world, Russia, Red China, Canada, England, you know, Germany, France, Israel, New Zealand, Australia. And so we received this report from New Zealand. And it's very interesting because, you know, for years now, as a Christian police officer, I have watched as a group of people in this world have set us on a course that we believe, as Christians, we're taught from the pulpit every week, matter of fact, that we're on a course in prophecy to the end times, that we're coming very rapidly. Everything is falling in place. It's not a week goes by that ministers don't talk about the prophetic signs out there and the red heifer being grown over in Israel and all these things going on, you know. And what I've seen over these years is some very evil, evil internationalists are doing all these things. They're doing all these things. I could grow a red heifer in my backyard. That's what one Jewish brother, a soldier, told me one day. I think I've told you this before. He says, I'm not sure that this isn't a phony end-time scenario that's being painted us by these international criminals. And so, anyway, we just had somebody pick up a phone someplace along the line there. But anyway, another example here, folks, is... you wonder, you can't help but wonder when you do the studying we do here and the research we do here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order into all these things that are happening. And every time we look around, there's a group of these international criminals doing these things that are described that are going to happen in the end times in the Bible. And it can't help us. You can't help but believe that with all the lying going on and all the tricking going on and all the psychological warfare being perpetrated on the people of the world, if we're not in a sham operation here, a con job being perpetrated on us, And I'm going to give you another example in just a moment.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Military associations, because we see these evil internationalists doing everything to trick the people of the world and to con them into believing this or believing that. I've told you about in the 1950s, two top communist leaders in the United States testified before the House on Un-American Activity after they had given up their communist membership, and they testified that their job was to infiltrate the Christian seminaries and destroy Christianity and twist and destroy the Word of God. Well, they were very successful in many ways. And now we have men, human beings, running around and doing things that fit the scenario that God laid out in His Holy Word for the return of the Jews to Israel. You know, the return of Israel to Israel is supposed to be all 12 tribes, but they've concocted it now into it's only supposed to be Jews, which was only one of the 12 families. And this was done by Gentiles. The Jews were actually Gentiles that had adopted the Jewish religion, and then they gave up the Jewish religion and came over and said, okay, we Jews which they were really Gentiles, started, we're going to start Israel, okay? Well, now we've got a little guy running around there making the proposition that they should go blow up the Dome of the Rock Mosque now, and the Christians will just absolutely clap their hands and do a dance, and they will just sing joy to the Lord, and they will just be so excited if some terrorist in this very evil international criminal cabal that controls Israel too, just like they control America, goes over there and plants a bomb and blows up the Dome of the Rock Mosque. Well, is that the actual destroying of the Dome of the Rock Mosque that's talked about in the scriptures? You know, that the temple will be rebuilt is what they're telling us. Okay, well, the Dome of the Rock Mosque will have to be destroyed if that's going to be the case. And here's another example. I'm saying all this to say this to you. Because the Bible talks about in the end days, end times, about earthquakes and tornadoes and the nature going crazy. There'll be volcanoes and there'll be tsunamis and all this stuff going on. Well, listen to this, folks, and you'll understand my point here. Could Lucifer be tricking us? You know, this world's been around a long time, and I can show you preachers preachers way back in the 1200s, the 1400s, that thought it was the end of the world and Jesus was coming back then, all the way up to today. And we kind of believe that we've got it nailed, and because all these things are happening, that men are creating all these things, that this is it. Okay, well, is this it? Or is these all creations of Lucifer and his minions to make you and I think that this is end times? It is something to think about, because could Lucifer do something so evil as to mislead us and make us think this is end times and it isn't? Well, listen to this news here from New Zealand. The New Zealand Herald newspaper says this. It said, tsunami bomb, New Zealand's devastating war secret. And I also want you to keep in mind as I'm reading this, folks, that these international crime families have been out to destroy a major, to kill and to destroy as many Islamic people, Arab people, as they can around the world to push them into starting World War III. Okay, they don't like the Arab people, they don't like the Muslim people, and so these international crime families wouldn't mind if all of them died tomorrow. And so keep that in mind as I read this to you. This is from Eugene Bingham. Pleased that he has published this. He says, top secret wartime experiments were conducted off the coast of Auckland, New Zealand, to perfect a tidal wave bomb. Declassified files reveal. So they've just had some files, government files, in Auckland, which is the capital of New Zealand, declassified, and they're old files, 1944, 1945. And it says here, the Auckland University professor seconded to the Army set off a series of underwater explosions, triggering many tidal waves at Whangaparoa in 1944 and 1945. Professor Thomas Leach, his work was considered so significant that United States defense chiefs, and folks, back then it was the international crime families that had control of our government at that time, so your United States defense chiefs, I'm sure, were very excited about this tsunami bomb that had been created in New Zealand. We'll be back after the break. By the way, we have people on the line. We'll pick that up right after I finish this report. So hang on the line there, David and Drew. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
About here at the old Officer Jack McLam program, don't we, folks? I can hear the Christians out there just cringing because you've got that security blanket called the rapture, you know? And man, don't you tug on that security blanket and try to take it away from them. They know they're out here next week and they're not going to have to stand up, put their head up, pull their head out of the sand and actually do something that God told them to do because they're leaving. And so I know we don't want to think about these things, but, you know, God gave us a brain, and we're supposed to have discernment and wisdom, and so that's why I talk about these things, to make us think outside the box that we've been put in by these international crime lords and our ministers who have been misled, misdirected, and misguided in seminaries who've come out to do the same thing to us. But anyway, we have a tsunami bomb here that none of us knew about that was created in 1944, 1945, and our international crime syndicate who runs our defense agencies, even back in 44 and 45, are all excited about it. And they said if the project that Professor Thomas Leake had done there and created this tsunami by setting off bombs under the water, he said if it had been completed, they said that if it had been completed before the end of the war, it could have played a role as effective as the atomic bomb they dropped on two cities in Japan. Isn't that wonderful? details of the tsunami bomb known as Project Seal are contained in a 53-year-old document released by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Papers stamped top secret show the U.S. and Britain military were very eager for Project Seal to be developed in the post-war years, too. They even consider sending Professor Leak to Bikini Atoll to view the U.S. nuclear tests and see if they had any application to his work. In other words, our international crime lords that controlled our government even back then, folks, wanted this tsunami bomb. Now, Professor Thomas Leak didn't make the visit. He didn't visit the Bikini Atoll. Although a member of the U.S. Board of Assessors of Atomic Tests, Dr. Carl Compton, was sent to New Zealand to look at this tsunami bomb information, Dr. Compton was impressed with Professor Leak's deductions on the Project Seal and is prepared to recommend to the Joint Chiefs of Staff that all technical data from the test relevant to the SEAL project should be made available to the New Zealand government for further study by Professor Leak, said the July 1943 letter from Washington to Wellington. Professor Leak, who died in his native Australia in 1973, was a university's dean of engineering from 1940 to 1950. News of him being awarded the CBE in 1947 was for research on a weapon led to speculation in newspapers around the world about what was being developed. Nobody knew except the governments. Former colleague of Professor Leak, Neil Critton, told the Weekend Herald that the experiments involved laying a pattern of explosions underwater to create a tsunami. Small-scale explosions were carried out in the Pacific and off Wangaparoa, boy, I'm having trouble with that name, which at the time was controlled by the Army. It is unclear what happened to Project Seal. Well, you folks, you know it didn't go away. If it was workable, we have a Project Seal out there that's going to be used if it hasn't already been used. And it says the final report was forwarded to Wellington Defense Headquarters late in the 1940s. That's in New Zealand. The bomb was never tested on a full scale. Is that true, folks? What about the Indonesian tsunami? How many of you heard, as we did here at our police and military associations, that some bombs were set off underwater, some nuclear tests were going on at the time of the tsunami over there in the New Zealand area? Indonesia, folks, is right there with New Zealand and Australia. Isn't it very interesting that we hear that this is where Professor Thomas Leach did his work in 1944-1945 to create the tsunami bomb, and then we hear tales. We haven't been able to verify it, that there was bombs set off by various militaries, we're not quite sure who, set off the bombs, and then the tsunami hit Indonesia and surrounding islands. And it just so happens that there are a bunch of Muslims. But, of course, nobody'd do that, right? Nobody'd do anything like that. Nobody would blow up the World Trade Center and the Pentagon on purpose. Anyway, very, very interesting, folks. Do we have a tsunami bomb out there? If it is possible, let me tell you, the devil's minions that control our governments today have a tsunami bomb. But once again, here is weather control. Remember, God talked about in the final days there would be all kinds of tornadoes, there would be earthquakes, there would be Tesla technology talks about how to create earthquakes, and that's many, many years old also, back in the 40s, and how to control the weather patterns. Could you create hurricanes with these weather control weapons they have today, folks? Is man, for some reason, these men who are controlled by Lucifer, their God, these international crime families who worship Lucifer, could Lucifer be tricking us by having men come up with all these weapons and using them to convince people that this is the end times, that the Lord Jesus Christ talks about in the Holy Word of God. Just a thought. Let's go now and open the phone lines up, folks. If you'd like to call in tonight, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's go to David in Arizona. David, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Well, good day, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing okay, brother. Hope you're doing well yourself.
I'm very sad to hear, you know, this information about your wife having cancer. I wonder, are you familiar with Dr. Lorraine Day?
I sure am. I've had her on my program.
Have you examined any of the evidence that she presents in her video, Cancer Doesn't Scare
Me
Anymore?
Oh, yes. My wife and I, Lorraine sent us her tapes and her workbook, and my wife and I viewed it. And last weekend on Saturday, my wife reviewed the first tape that talks about radiation and chemotherapy and so forth and holistic healing. So, yes, we're very aware of her work.
Has she tried any of those methods that Dr. Lorraine Day recommends in her work?
Yes, she sure has, and she's doing that right now. She's taking her very nasty-tasting Laetril seeds from apricots a day.
Right.
Taking
right.
Jonathan Winter tea and another tea, I can't think of what the name of it is, that she makes up and has to set for 12 hours. What's that called? But anyway, she's doing a lot of things holistically to try to kill off any remaining cancer that might be in her. And, David, that's why before anything happens on the 27th, we want to get some new tests. And I understand there's some easy tests out there to take, blood tests and all, that will show if you have any cancer in your body or not. And we're praying to the Lord and have been, and so many people are praying for Angie, that we're going to claim the victory that she's cancer-free.
Right.
And we'll keep taking the holistic treatment, you know.
Yeah. I think there has been, over the years, there has been a tremendous amount of suppression by orthodox medicine of alternative cancer therapies, and I did a lot of internet researching myself when my brother-in-law came down with cancer,
yes.
And I found a tremendous amount of information under alternative cancer treatments. I don't know if you've done much searching yourself, but there is a lot of information there. You got to dig around to find it. I suspect the chemotherapy actually destroys your immune system.
That's what it does. The doctors actually tell you that the medical doctors that give it to you tell you it will destroy your whole immune system.
Right. And how can you cure yourself of a disease by poisoning yourself? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, they tell you, David, and I've been at the meetings that they've had with my wife, and of course they want her to undergo radiation and chemotherapy, and they'll be talking to her about that when we go on the 27th, but they tell you right up front that they want to kill the cancer off before it kills you. You know?
Yeah, that's what they tell you.
They want to kill the cancer before the chemotherapy and the radiation kills you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes it kills you before it kills the cancer, evidently.
Right. One other thing, let me switch subjects here, on that tsunami, I did find a website on the internet, which is a very credible source. I don't have the address of the website with me right now,
okay.
And I'll see if I can find it and give it to you, but there is a very authoritative article on the web about the U.S. government creating that tsunami that killed all those people in Indonesia. It had something to do with coercion of one of the governments over there.
That's exactly what we've heard here, but we haven't found the documentation yet. So if you get that, David, it'd be great for you to send it over to my email so I can look it up. You know,
yes, I have it on my email. I'll get it and I'll send it to you.
Great.
Do
you have my email?
No, I don't. Would you give that to me right now?
All right. I'll give it to you. It's simply jack@cyberquest.com. CYBR, there's no E in it, it's CYBR, QUEST, .com.
.com, okay, great.
Yeah, jack@cyberquest, without the E, CYBRQUEST.com.
.com. Okay,
thank you,
great.
David, I appreciate that.
Yes, one other thing, if I have time, I suspect that a lot of the diseases are being hoisted on us by the chemtrails. Now, I don't know how much you know about that, but that's a highly secret program. I see them every day. It looks like tic-tac-toe, but I'm wondering if a lot of people are getting sick, and cancer may be part of that, from the toxic chemicals are spraying over our heads every day. I'd like to know what you think about the chemtrails. Do you think that this is beneficial, or do you think it's a malevolent operation designed to kill us all off?
Well, we've talked about this for just literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours here at our two police and military associations. And,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of speculation. We had, about 4 years ago, we had soldiers contact their officials at their bases, commanders, and ask them when the bases actually were under the same spray and it was coming down on the bases.
Right.
Soldiers asked their superiors, what is this stuff that's being sprayed on us? Because, of course, the soldiers knew it wasn't, the jet clouds that are put out, you know, the contrails. They knew it wasn't
right.
contrails. And the military officials told them that we had been sprayed, America had been sprayed, had been hit with biological weapons, and the government was treating us for these biological weapons without our knowledge. They didn't want to panic the American people. And so for about 7-8 years now, they've been treating us, according to these commanders, for whatever we were hit with, biological weapons. So that is so stupid, we don't even have to talk about it, David.
I don't believe a word of that, Jack. I don't believe a word of it. Because they won't, won't come clean with 1 ounce of information about the chemtrails.
That's right.
We know that barium salts and aluminum salts are in these sprays.
Right.
If you can
imagine, David, if you drop enough aluminum, powdered aluminum, in our soil, and it comes up in all the plant life that we consume and the animals we consume, like, cows and
right.
so forth, if chickens and all that, if they consume this aluminum from this plant life, then it will kill us off. It will make us all dumbed down. We'll all have senility very, very early on.
If it was
only aluminum that they were putting in there, and there is aluminum in it, that would be enough to have a major effect on the population in the fairly near future.
Well, and you know, I've read the UN Charter, and we know they want to reduce world population. They
That's
even
right.
give us a number. They say they want to reduce world population down to 500 million within 10 or 15 years. And they won't come clean about what they're really doing with the chemtrail. So that reasoning is just absurd to me.
That is
they're
right.
poisoning us, and they won't come clean because they are poisoning us with heavy metals.
Yes.
And I believe you're right. It's going to be in the food. It's going to be in the animals. It's going to be.
David, listen, I want to thank you for calling in. I want to get through on before the end of the show, okay?
All right, Jack.
God bless you, brother. Thanks for your good input. All right.
Yes.
Drew in Little Rock, how are you, Brother Drew?
I'm doing well, Jack. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure.
I hate to be on the show all the time. We need to get some of these closet listeners out there to chime in. And get them to come in and give you and your wife Frank support, Frank Steffen support. I called in on the actions of fear and how fear is plays in one's mind, but the discussion has moved over into the tsunami bomb, and the military has had that knowledge in the studies of such testing by the New Zealand people goes back years, even back before the days that I was in the Corps. The certain people were looking at the possibility of using a tsunami-type bomb against North Vietnam back in the 1967, before I even, 66, before I got out of high school. In 67, Joint Chiefs looked at it and discarded it when Johnson decided not to to run for re-election and made his big famous speech that he would not seek re-election at the time. I only learned that of that knowledge in my latter years at the War College in Harrisburg. But going back to news and views that I posted before my illness, before I got severely ill back in February, I looked at some of my reports that I will be more than happy to send to you. Frank Whalen on the FranklySpeakingRadio.com show discussed the tsunami bomb in the early part of January.
I see.
And the discussions were done over several days. And there were some good news reports since James Warman is on vacation this week. I'm not going to be able to pull some of those old news reports to get to you, but next week I promise I'll get those to you.
Okay, brother. Sounds
good. Can you hold me over? I want to make one comment.
I will. Okay, we'll hold you over, Drew. Folks, we'll be back in just a couple minutes and round up the program. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Yes, sir. In discussions of that, I was looking through some of my own archives of the news that I put out, and there's a lot of discussions about the tsunami and the knowledge that that tsunami was coming before it hit and the cover up.
They didn't even warn the people. They knew it was coming. They didn't even warn them.
And the big discussion that I can recall from the top of my head is the tsunami possibilities hitting New York City because of the areas in the Atlantic, and one of those places is where an underwater volcano were to go off. It would send a 400-foot tsunami wave to the the eastern coast of the United States that would hit somewhere, if not over half the region between New York and northern Florida.
Yeah,
if a waterfall of that...
Everything would be gone, man. 400 feet.
Yeah, 400 feet. If that kind of water hit Florida, Florida would be gone.
And so, same with New York or Washington, D.C.
At least into 150 miles inland. Places like Charlotte, North Carolina would probably be as close to the ocean as you'd want to be.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to discuss was fortunately you've had Colonel Joe Hart on your show.
Yes.
And Loreen Day, great people that are bringing truth in homeopath medicines, and I want to chime in to all your listeners that are out there, closet listeners, to understand that Miss Day and Colonel Joe Hart have discovered their own remedies and working together, we shouldn't have this fear of living our lives. We need to laugh and look, and if when we get this upsetting grief points, like Frank Seffin calling you at that time, at some point we need to back away and maybe get out an old video from the early days of movies and get a good laugh from Charlie Chapman, or listen to, if you haven't got a TV, listen to the old-time radio programs of Amos and Andy and Lum and Abner. Laughter is a great remedy.
It sure is.
And it goes hand in glove with prayer. God is, he's not an enemy of the people. He is there, very merciful. And we have these natural remedies, and people like Miss Day and Joe Hart, they have rediscovered our roots, and we look to the American Indians, and they weren't, they didn't come down with cancers and all these other things.
Uh-huh.
And the gentleman just before me discussing the chemtrails poisoning the ground, and you so aptly pointed out the silver halides that would come up in our plants. People, if you have a garden, you need to be using filtered water to work through your plants at some point.
Sure, yeah.
And I got that information from a lady over in North Carolina, and I looked into it, and even though regular dirt, will filtrate some of this out, these chemicals that are being dropped, that's hitting the plant on the outside.
It sure is.
With all of that said, those that are listening out there, three things. One, support Jack McGlam, please. I beg you to possibly get some money and some extra funds into the aid and abet people. They need these operating funds to work and facilitate the news out there to the men that are on the firing line, the men and women on the firing line that are going to be the front fodder for these controllers, elitists.
Yeah, I hear the music there, Jeff.
Okay, God bless you, Jack.
Drew. Lord bless you, brother. Thank you, Drew. All right, folks, all of you out there, God be with you. Don't forget to say your prayers every day. God is in control, not these turkeys. God bless all of you out there, and don't forget this old cop truly loves you, America. Good day.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.